Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've mentioned the moving scam before, and that's where movers quote you a low price to get your business. They come to your place, pick up all your stuff, and once they've got your stuff in a truck and it's out of sight, they go, oh, by the way, you were wrong. You misled us to how much stuff you have. You have so much more stuff, we got to charge you more. And if you say, well, no, we've got a contract, they say, well, I'll read the fine print. In the fine print, it says that if you lied to us, we can charge you more. Or they'll often say things like, you know, if there's a change in the amount of stuff being shipped or something, they'll find some way to explain to you that it's your fault. You owe them more money. Of course, the problem is they've got your stuff. Your stuff is being held hostage. They don't call it that, of course. They just say, oh, well, if you want us to finish the delivery, it's going to cost you more money. That's the moving scam. I've gotten calls on this at my office. I've spoken to lots of people who've talked about it. And I've read stories about this everywhere, and now including one in Canada. So this happens everywhere. Wherever there are movers and people to be moved, stuff to be moved, there's going to be a scam. So Stephen with a PH sent me a story. CBC Marketplace investigated these movers. Now police have arrested them. A group of Toronto-based movers offered low quotes, but costs ballooned after pickup. David Common and Jeremy McDonald wrote the story for the CBC. There was an undercover investigation by the CBC into a group of national moving companies accused of deceptive pricing, and Toronto police have now arrested two guys and charged them with a slew of criminal offenses. Two guys behind this, but they had a bunch of different company names, and that's one of the things that also happens. The charges come after a raid on Friday as the two men arrived at an address where the moving companies were based. Within minutes, police descended on them, seizing the company's assets and recovering customers' belongings, including family heirlooms, and at least one person's ashes, the ashes of a deceased person being held by the movers. A press release from the police alleges that customers were provided with a low-cost contract for moving their belongings, but once the items were on the truck, the men would contact the customers and demand more money. Customers who wanted their belongings delivered or simply wanted them back would be forced to pay the inflated prices, often in the thousands of dollars over what they'd expected to pay. The two men are friends and business partners. They've been charged with four counts each of fraud, mischief, possession of property obtained by crime and false pretense, as well as conspiracy to commit indictable offenses. The two men were detained for 72 hours until a bail hearing. None of the allegations, of course, have been proven in court. This will all get played out in court, just like in America. In an email statement at the time of the investigation, one of the men said his companies value customers and treat them with respect, that his companies will be doing a full review of all of our operations and procedures to ensure that the companies are following these important company values. Important company values. Despite several attempts by phone, registered mail, email, and social media, the other man could not be reached for comment at the time of the investigation. CBC has been unable to identify if the two men have an attorney, if so, who the attorney or attorneys might be. The findings of the police investigation paralleled what marketplace producers heard from customers, including during a hidden camera segment with one of the companies connected to the two men. A marketplace producer posed as a customer and was told how much her move would cost. Then they jacked the price up on her. This is only revealed to the undercover producer once the movers had left with her stuff. So they gave her the price, took her stuff, said, oh, price went up. Police said two men operated a series of moving companies offering services across Canada, changing names often as bad reviews would accumulate. Their businesses included O Canada Movers, O apostrophe Canada Movers, Roadway Moving and Storage, Safebound Moving and Storage, Canadian Principal Movers, All You Can Move, Right on Track Moving, New Vision Moving, Greenway Moving, and this is the catchiest one of all, and I wish I'd thought of this one. 12282569 Canada Inc. I'm assuming it's a corporate name, not actually the name of the moving company that they present to the customers. 12282569 Canada Inc. It's alleged that customers who were unable to pay the inflated prices had their belongings held in an undisclosed warehouse and they'd be incurring storage fees. They'd say, if you can't pay us the move, we're going to put your stuff in storage and charge you for that also. It is definitely a scam of the season, said Nancy Irvine, president of the Canadian Association of Movers. Her organization receives complaints from the public about moving companies and different types of alleged scams. Irvine said CAM has received many complaints connected to these companies, referring to the whole family of the companies, speaking to the CBC Marketplace people. These companies are not affiliated with her association. And her association, she says, has a rigorous certification process. She says, in fact, CAM issued a warning about these companies on its consumer alerts page last year. The association is working with police to return or store belongings that were held by the businesses after the police raid. During the raid on Friday, the police seized computers and other equipment while some officers headed into a neighboring warehouse where customers' belongings were being held. The lawyer for a number of customers of the affected moving companies said the raid is the first step. He also said other law enforcement agencies should step up investigations into moving companies that bait customers with budget prices and then switch to much higher costs once they have the belongings. Over the weekend, families in moving trucks arrived at the warehouse to collect their boxes and furniture. Some of the trucks and crews were donated free of charge by other moving companies trying to help the image of their industry. In many cases, customers had not seen their belongings in months, not since a moving truck came and took them away. Police also removed a luxury Volvo SUV and a Range Rover connected to the business. Multiple civil lawsuits against two men are expected to be launched by former customers in the near future. Toronto police believe there are other customers who may have been victimized by these two and their companies, and you are urged to come forward and contact the police as this investigation continues, because if they've got your stuff, this is how you get your stuff back. And if they got you to pay more money, you might be able to go and try to get that money back. Some people are asking about the list of charges against these men, and it's extremely important to understand this. I told the story about a week ago about the roofer who came out and tore the roof off somebody's house, and when they were told it was the wrong house, they said, oops, and they left. And several people said, Steve, why aren't they charged with theft? Well, believe it or not, theft is when you take something away from somebody else. So if you tear the roof off the house and you leave, but the roof is still there, you didn't steal the roof. I know you're going to say, Steve, that's a stupid distinction. Well, no, it's just a very specific distinction. Theft is I take it and I go away with it. I have it now, you don't. So if I don't deprive you of possession of it, it's not theft, not in that sense. There are other wrongs that were done, okay? So if somebody comes over and vandalizes your house, it's obviously a crime. It's obviously going to have a civil component to it as well. It's simply not theft. So the question here is, these people have been charged with four counts each of fraud, mischief, conspiracy, and possession of property obtained by crime and false pretense. And again, some people are going to say, Steve, isn't that theft? They came in a truck, they took your stuff. You don't have it anymore. But you gave it to them willingly. And when they took possession of it, they were lawfully in possession of it. So the change in possession is not the problem. It's once they had possession of it, then they said, okay, we're going to keep it till you pay us for it, which is a form of ransom, like I said earlier. But that is what they call in Canada possession of property obtained by crime and false pretense. So you would say, yes, I gave them my stuff willingly, but they tricked me or they lied to me or I had a misunderstanding of what they're really going to do. And so that's where you get the possession of property obtained by crime and false pretenses if these facts are true as alleged in the story. So if they came in the middle of the night and took your stuff without your permission and disappeared with it, yes, that'd be theft. But if you were standing there as they loaded it on the truck and they're doing that with your permission because you had an agreement with them for them to move your stuff and you're going to pay them, they're not stealing your stuff until they tell you you can't have it back unless you pay us more money. But they're already in possession of it, so it's not theft. I know some of you are saying, Steve, the stuff the lawyers come up with, these laws go back, I'm not making this up, centuries. They've had distinctions on different kinds of theft and different kinds of crimes against property or crimes involving possession of property, and it all depends on how the possession changes. So if I hand it to you and you run away with it, that's different than you grabbing it from me and running away with it. And that's actually what the law is getting at. Because if you think about harm to society, right? If somebody walks over into an empty building and takes something, there is less risk than if they break into an occupied building where people are living in the middle of the night and steal something. So that might be the difference between, say, theft from a building and burglary, common law. But likewise, if there's something laying on the ground that I know is not mine, it's yours, but I take it, that's one thing. If it's in your hands and I run up and grab it from your hands and run away, that's another thing. And if you think about it from the viewpoint of society, which of those is more dangerous? Which is going to cause more harm? And that's the one where I grab it from you and run away versus the one where it's laying on the ground, I pick it up and walk off with it. So a lot of these distinctions are simply designed to make sure that if there's a crime charged, that the crime charged actually makes sense, and if a person's going to be punished, to be punished at the proper extent. So a person who runs up and grabs it from you and runs away with it should be punished more, I would think, than the person who simply sees it laying on the ground and goes, well, it's not mine, but I'm taking it anyways. Okay? So those might seem like very, very hair-splitting differences, but they are important. And so these guys here may have intended to take this stuff and not give it back without getting their extra cut. And you might say, Steve, isn't that enough? Well, possession of property obtained by crime and false pretense, that's a crime. And so if they used a false pretense to get the stuff, then they've broken the law. They've broken that law, just not the law of theft or whatever it might be otherwise. So there is a story, but the scam is going on everywhere. And this is one that's very, very hard to protect yourself against, by the way, because most people don't move very often. So if you've moved and you're going to move again, chances are there's quite a bit of time in between, and the company you used last time might not even be around anymore. And there are some national reputable movers, but the problem is if you go on the internet right now and type in movers, search engine optimizers will have made it to where your top 20 hits are going to be people who sunk all their money into internet advertising and not so much into the trucks, say. And so I've heard of stories where there's one central operation that claims to be local over the entire country, and they will find a truck driver locally to do this with them. And so you really got to do your research. So keep in mind that in Canada, there's an organization that oversees movers, and it's the Canadian Association of Movers. And you're going to want to do some research, look around, but this is one of the rare examples where I think it would pay dividends for you to look at the reviews on the internet. Normally, I say Yelp reviews, Google reviews, who cares? Anybody can post anything. But I suspect if you were to check out a mover, you saw a ton of complaints, you should move on. Excuse the pun. So Stephen with the PH sent that to me. Thanks a lot. CBC Marketplace investigated these movers. Now police have arrested them. And it's the old moving scam. They lowball you on the quote, get your stuff and say, oops, you owe us more money. If you want your stuff back, gotta pay us. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Don't just plan. Build the courage to take the journey of your dream life.